Hello, happiness seekers. I'm Claudia Mitura, work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer. And to celebrate the launch of my new book, The Alphabet of Happiness, I'm bringing you 26 days of science-backed happiness principles, one for every letter of the alphabet inspired by my book. Each day you will get a practical tip in under 5 minutes, and I've very much designed this to give your mood a real boost. This challenge is our official countdown to the big launch party on the 31st of October at the Science Museum in London. And today's letter is D for dreams, which is ultimately about having ambitions, goals, and intentions that make you feel good about your future. Research shows that by thinking of our life in more extended time frames, we connect with a possible tomorrow, we inspiring a higher level of meaning, motivation, and a sense of direction. And dreams also lift our happiness because they develop our skills, they build our confidence, they strengthen our self-belief, and we often learn and complete new things. However, you will know from experience that as much as dreams can challenge us, motivate, and excite us, they also may bring us some stress, sorrow, and burnout, especially if we are attempting to achieve ambitions in a quite unsuitable or unrealistic way. So, in The Alphabet of Happiness, I dive deeper into how to ensure that we can achieve without burnout. And for today's action is start with some simple planning. We often have those very big long-term goals, but the best way to really achieve them without stressing, without worrying, is to divide them into a 90-day smaller goals so that you have enough time to make meaningful progress towards your vision, but you also have a little bit of sense of urgency to complete what you started. And if you have those smaller steps, like every week, one thing that you can do towards your goal, you also feel much more in control of the progress. And you're not stressing, oh my goodness, I have to do all of this in a short period of time. You have a plan and you know that if you follow each step one by one, you will get to your goal. It's very simple, and we often understand this in principle, but I think in a very busy environment, especially at work, we lose a sight of that and we become very much overwhelmed and we're not really sure if we're making progress. So create your 90-day smaller goals challenge and concentrate on that. I hope you have found this idea useful. Please do share your thoughts on LinkedIn and Instagram. Tag me, and remember, by tagging other people, by tagging me, by talking about the book, by talking about this boost, you are entering a chance to win one of the 3 signed copies of The Alphabet of Happiness. So thank you so much again, and I see you tomorrow for the next letter. Bye.